to split everything down the middle, even if the starting points are different. I think such divisions don't reflect the true nature of fairness in a negotiation. Other negotiators appeal to arguments based on power. One side will argue it is entitled to a larger share because it is bigger, because it brings more to the table, because it can walk away more easily, because it has more options, and so on. Such appeals to power often prevail. The typical result is to divide things up proportionately, where the proportionality may be in terms of size, units, revenue, profit, dollars invested, or some other supposed metric of power. I think such divisions are flawed and don't reflect the true nature of power in a negotiation. This book introduces a new approach, one that reveals the true power of the players and is fair in representing their contributions. The radical part is the conclusion that the pie should be divided evenly. That doesn't mean both sides end up with the same amount. What is evenly divided is not the total, but only the additional value created by the agreement, namely the negotiation pie. Because this even split fundamentally changes how people look at power, there will be resistance, especially from people who benefit from the illusion of power under the status quo. However, that resistance can be overcome, and I'll explain how. What you will get from Split the Pie is a practical and theory-based approach to negotiation. When I say the approach is practical, I mean it has been field-tested. You'll read how it helped reframe what was, for me, a high-stakes negotiation when Coca-Cola purchased Honest Tea, a company I co-founded with my former student Seth Goldman. We are the Seth and Barry on the back label. That negotiation in 2008 was when the theory first moved beyond the classroom. Until then, it had been an idea germinating in my Yale negotiation course. The pie approach was developed out of necessity to help overcome Coke's reasonable objection that they didn't want to pay for value they helped create. Early on, we agreed to split the pie, whatever it turned out to be, and that gave both sides an incentive to make the pie as big as possible, which is just what we did. The pie framework isn't just for high-stakes corporate negotiations. You'll learn how the pie will help guide negotiations should you ever need to break a lease with a landlord or buy a domain name from a squatter. You'll learn a better way to split costs between partners when the benefits are unequal. You'll learn how smart real estate lawyers in New York City employ the pie to rebalance an unfavorable default split of tax savings and thereby gain several thousand dollars for their clients. And you'll learn how to do it too. The pie framework will change the way you approach negotiations in business and in your personal life. It will allow you to see the negotiation more clearly and more logically. It will lead you to an agreement where the principle applied doesn't depend on the specifics of your situation. It will help you make arguments that persuade others by identifying inconsistencies in their approach. Splitting the pie works when there is an opportunity to cooperate with the other side to maximize the value you can create together. As you'll soon see, it also works when going up against someone who doesn't care about fairness or the pie perspective. Because it is principled and because it leads to fair results, this approach offers the potential for negotiation without all the posturing. Achieving a fair division allows both sides to focus their energy on making the biggest possible pie. The pie framework goes a long way toward resolving the tension between creating and capturing value. It will soon be apparent that this book has more numbers than your typical negotiation guide. The numbers serve a purpose. They help build your understanding of the pie logic across different applications. The details allow you to fully engage with the examples. You are given enough information so that you can push back rather than take the answers on faith. I hope you will get some of the exciting experience of being in an NBA case discussion. At the same time, I do my best to keep the numbers simple. No Excel is required. Note, in this audio version,